in my world, yesterday I went to the Ed McGuire 18th Annual Cannonball 5K Run in Falls Village, small town, long name, and it was very successful. It's characterized by starting the race off with a cannon blast, and it's a loud one. They had 123 runners, which is a good number for a small town event. But what's interesting is over 70 of them, 70, were those people from the 169 town society that I've spoken of.
Seriously?
Yeah. So it's well over half of the field were these people. I know because I took a group picture of them and counted the little heads in my cell phone. There are certain races, especially in towns where there's only one or two races a year, they get large numbers of these people because if they want to, you know, satisfy that town on their checklist, they have to go to that race. So, like North Cane and Salisbury and all these towns, Cornwall, for example, they get a lot of these folks. There are 3,000 of them in the club, so we'll see. We'll be seeing more and more of them as time goes on. Today, Chad talked about it in his public service announcements. There's the Hotchkiss School Swimathon. I hope to get over there and take some pictures. It's from 9 to 5. You can go if you can just hop in the water and do one lap if you want, or you can swim all day. Keith Moon has told me that there are a couple swimmers, believe it or not, that swam from 9 to 5 last year.
Really?
With the whole time. Yeah, these are pretty good athletes. And one thing that I mention every once in a while, but not enough, is this. Last year there were 230 swimmers who participated from 9 different schools. Most of these swimmers who are raising the money are teenagers. They're kids. And I've spoken before about the impact that young people have on many of the fundraisers around here. Well, here's a perfect example. Basically, I'm guessing almost all of them are going to be young people. And last year they raised $13,500 for the Special Olympic swim team of Connecticut. So, kudos to all of them. It's a wonderful event. Like I said, it's open from 9 to 5. I think the Connecticut Olympic swim team is going to be there. The Special Olympic swim team is going to be present there at some point during the day.
Nice.
They always show up. It's for their benefit, and they show up. So that goes on, like I said, from 9 to 5.
And kudos to Hotchkiss School for the use of their facility and all that.
Yeah, and Keith Moon, he's a teacher and a coach there, but he's also involved in the Special Olympics too. So he's quite embedded in that organization. Kudos to him. It's got to be quite an event to organize. And then coming up this week, on Wednesday, in the middle of the week, is another event that showcases what young people can do. On Wednesday at the Torrington Middle School in Torrington, the 11th Boys versus Girls Soccer Showdown, it's called. That's from 3 to 5:30. And what they do is the boys' soccer team plays the girls' soccer team, but at the same time they solicit canned and non-perishable food items. And the way the scoring runs is they score, of course, the way they do in a soccer game. You make a goal, you score a goal. But also for people who contribute food items, you can give to either the boys or girls team, and for every 20 food items, that team gets a goal as well. So they're scoring goals two different ways. And at the end of the day, they add up the canned goods and the winners are proclaimed. But what they've done in the past is they get between 1,200 and 1,500 food items in that little two-hour window, and that goes to FISH of Northwest Connecticut. That stands for Friends in Service to Humanity,
which
is a big organization. So, and the CEO or the chairman of the FISH program has said that. How meaningful that is. I mean, that's 35 boxes of food, and it's hugely meaningful to their program. So, again, that's an all children's event, middle school kids doing good deeds in their community.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Because it teaches them how to give back when they get
exactly.
to be adults, too.
Exactly, yes. I think you're seeing more and more of that in schools, private schools, too. I think they're required to do some sort of community service just for that reason, to see, to show them that there's tremendous need around them and give them a chance to do something about it. It's probably one of the best lessons they can learn in school.
Absolutely.
Next Saturday, over in Valachie, New York, there's the Valachie Veterans 13th Annual 5K. It benefits not veterans, but they split it between the Boy Scouts of that town and also a small charity called the Ichabod Crane Backpack Program. I've seen the backpack program before. It seems to be particular to New York State, but what they do is they provide meals for kids on weekends who need it, and on weekends are not able to participate in school food programs. You know, it's horrible that we even need those charities, but thank goodness we have them. So that 5K race benefits both the Boy Scouts and this backpack program. Also, next Saturday and Sunday is the second weekend of the Cove Lanes Bowling Tournament. It's a three weekends, two days each weekend, and you can if you can miss the first one, you can join this one or you can go next weekend. They're individual tournaments all three weekends, so it's not as though you had to be in last weekend to participate this weekend, this coming weekend.
So you mean I could still get a team in up there?
You sure could.
Oh, that's God. A great idea, Dave.
We've got just a four.
You need five people. $150. Benefits the youth, not just bowling, but basketball and baseball programs in the Great Barrington area. Cove Lanes, great place. Yeah.
You don't need five with these four.
Oh, really?
No.
It must be Christine is there. You must be including her.
No. I'm not involved in this one.
When we get through your segment, I've got to talk a little bit about last week's adventure to move our furniture to Florida.
Okay, good. Well, I'll hustle up here and leave you time.
Oh, it's all right. We've got plenty of time.
Okay. Well, that's next Saturday and Sunday, the Cove Lanes. Go to the website, Sporting a Cause. It's 11 to 3 both days. Also next Sunday is the Age Before Beauty 13th Annual Cross Country 5K at the often-mentioned White Memorial Conservation Center in Litchfield. And a portion of those proceeds go to the USA Track and Field programs. And finally, next Sunday is the fifth of six turkey shoots put on by the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club. It's at 10 o'clock today also. Today is the fifth Sunday, and there's one more. No, that's not right. Today's the fourth. Next week is the fifth. And then the week after that is the sixth and final turkey shoot of this program, and that's fun. You've had that on your public service announcements. It's a family event. Youngsters can shoot if they're there with a parent, and it's a fun time. I've taken pictures at their event before, and they get a lot of people there, the benefits, the proceeds go to the Rod and Gun Club for their programs. They're all very environmentally and conservation-minded people, hunters and fishermen. So we got another 2 weeks of that. And that pretty much wraps it up for this week. There'll be curling tournaments coming up in the future, and running continues, but things slow down a little bit, but there's still plenty to do.